Con respecto al párrafo.
Now, in paragraph 23, my delegation would like to join what was said by Costa Rica in a joint statement on behalf of 10 countries past Tuesday, and also support what was said by the delegation of the Philippines. Quite frankly, Chair, the mandate suggested for 2023 in paragraph 23A is, for my delegation, is simply a rollover of the current mandate with the addition of the word intensify. And I'm not quite sure what this means, what we mean when we say intensify the work of the GGE. We already had quite intense discussions here, and we don't think that we need to intensify anything. We already had very valuable discussions over the last several years, and now we have quite a few contributions to make a new second step that this group should make. Chair, in March of this year, my delegation, as part of a group of 10 countries, submitted a roadmap with several steps. First, recognize common points agreed in the past, and then move on to a process of negotiations that, for the group of countries that accepted the roadmap, should lead to a legally binding instrument. In this respect, my delegation would like to join the proposal of language that was made by the delegation of Costa Rica, that I understand was sent by email to be taken into account and included in the text. Now, on paragraph 23b, we agree with the delegation of the United States that this is a superfluous paragraph, and the same thing was said by the delegation of Costa Rica in the joint declaration of Tuesday. We'd like to find out what is the reasoning or rationale behind the proposal related to paragraph 23b, but we would suggest a deletion of that paragraph. Also, my delegation would like to support those delegations that requested that we have 20 days for our work in 2023, because this year we have seen that 10 days is simply not enough, and we needed to have virtual informal meetings to move forward. My delegation, Chair, we would like wish to have virtual informal meetings become a regular practice, and that's why we're looking at paragraph 4 of the report, because we have seen that small delegations were not really unable to participate in mini meetings because they had to give priority to official meetings, and also we did not have interpretation, and this undermines the principle of multilingualism. To summarize, we would not wish to repeat that same experience because we simply do not have time. So this is also because my delegation believes that in 2023 we should start negotiating a legally binding instrument, and we need a much more ambitious mandate, and 10 days will not be enough if we wish to have a more ambitious mandate. And that's what we'd like to see. We'd like to have a more ambitious mandate for 2023. Thank you.